This podcast is part of the Frederick Podcast Network. Learn more at listenfrederick.com.
Beers in the Lot is partnered with the Hockey Podcast Network.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to Beers in the Lot. Before we get going, let me just remind you about our shop at beersinthelot.com/shop. That's where you can get the t-shirts and other merchandise with Beers in the Lot logos on it. Also, check out beersinthelot.com for anything else you might be curious about this podcast. And be sure to join the Discord at beersinthelot.com/discord. So welcome to episode 190. In this one, me and the guys talked about NCAA hockey and the Frozen Four. We talked about the Capitals and the Penguins, and we talked about a handful of players around the league. There you go. There's your preview. Let's get to it. Crack the beers.
Riggs, what are you drinking tonight, dog?
I have yet another pounder of Coors Light. Heck. The mountains are blue.
Better be.
And at Aaron's house, it's a special time. What time is it, Aaron?
It is special. It's Magello time.
Sick.
How about you, John? What you got?
I'm drinking a Jenny Ice.
Yes.
Been brewed for generations.
Yes. So.
Genesee.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Since 1878.
The black and white cans. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's how you know it's legit.
Yeah.
It's coming for a good time. Danny, what are you drinking?
Funny enough, I have a treehouse.
Weird.
Cool. Red Fern. Huh. It's got New Zealand hops.
Been drinking that stuff for years. So what's good, fam?
What's good? Yeah. There's no hockey for us last night due to the holiday.
Yeah. That was kind of good.
It's kind of good, yeah.
What, the holiday or the off week? Which one are you talking about?
Just not driving.
Column A,
to
little column B.
Dude, it's not that bad of a drive. I don't know.
Okay.
I drive a little more than you, so whatever. It's fine. Fun stat, if you want to hear one.
I don't.
Well, I'm going to share it anyway. Pittsburgh Penguins, 5 wins in the month of March. Oh, guess who had 4 wins in the month of March?
Who?
The Pittsburgh fucking Pirates, dude.
Oh yeah!
Raise the fucking Jolly Roger.
They swept the first four, right?
Yeah, they swept Miami and they won the Knights. That's 5-0.
Oh wow!
We are, if the World Series the last like 4 years was crowned in April, the Bucks would win it all. Like it would, we'd have a dynasty at this point.
Bucko's going all the way this year.
We'll check in at Memorial Day.
Yeah, check in Memorial Day. That's a big benchmark for the team because usually at that time we're like one or two back of the wild card or one or two games above 500. And I think like historically since then they go on like a 1-27 run to like kind of just like totally submarine the season, you know, totally ocean gate the rest of the year. So whatever. What? I mean, come on. It's true. But yeah, whatever. We're fast approaching playoff hockey, which is awesome. Next weekend is Masters weekend and men's Frozen Four, which is going to be awesome. Ohio State already won the national title for NCAA D1 women's, which is pretty cool for Ohio State. So,
big weekend for college hockey. You and Riggs want to talk about that a little bit? And you guys filled out brackets and stuff? And
my bracket got obliterated in D2.
I only missed two first round.
Yeah, you did pretty well. Then, I kind of threw some Hail Marys on mine.
I thought Nodak was going to do some things, but they didn't.
Me too.
So
me too.
That kind of screwed me going into Frozen Four. But I still have BC and BU on the board, so which that's going to be the national championship, and BC will win because they are really good, top to bottom, all four lines. goaltending might be a little suspect with Fowler, but they're really good.
Is BC the school that has like 10 US prospects on it? Or is there more? I thought I heard that somewhere.
Well, they have, they're either first or second in NHL drafted players.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like they have Ryan Leonard and Will Smith and Connor Gauthier and like all the cast, yeah, the characters, right? Not all Americans, obviously, but you know, they're just like ridiculously good.
I was kind of shocked though. Like I made the joke like to Riggs and I in our little group chat, like because Michigan lost to Michigan State, and I feel like the last couple of years they've just had letdowns in like the Big Ten and then even the NCAA tournament, and they made the Frozen Four this year again. I mean, so we'll see what happens. Like that, I don't think it's like an issue with Michigan attracting talent or anything. They just have a lot of talented players, but you know, sometimes the depth on other teams, it's a little better, kind of when those moments shine a little brighter. It's just, you know, well, kind of the way it works for that team.
I mean, they're in, so.
Oh, yeah, I think they'll be fine. I mean, I think they're a really good team. I just kind of was like a little bit of history slash a little bit of like really wanted some other teams there.
And they got, well, they got payback against State because State
exactly
owned them in Big Ten season and took it to them in the final. And then gave him a little payback in the regional final here. So they're, you know, Michigan's fine. I don't think they beat Nodak to start.
I mean, that's a tough matchup right off the bat.
Yeah, but no, like Nodak was, if like I picked them because I thought that they could possibly special teams and goalie Michigan and then make their way through. But, you know, I think Michigan had, like, going into that regional final against State, like they had a chip on their shoulder based on what happened in the Big Ten season. So it was going to be tough for State. Like they, like Michigan State was going to have to score like they had scored, you know, earlier in the season against all the Big Ten teams.
The one thing I'm thinking about too is like, you know, you look at some of the rosters of these squads where either they're close to overage or, you know, pretty well seasoned. You know, that CHL NCAA kind of agreement that's kind of looming where CHL may allow, or actually it's the other way around, NCAA may allow CHL players after they age out to play NCAA. And I think part of it's because of the NIL stuff going on. That would be very interesting for some of those NCAA programs. Kind of attract some major junior talent and maybe even some of those kids that are over age in Canadian juniors that make it to NCAA have a chance to maybe, you know, develop a little more as overagers to make it, you know, to your AHL or ECHL or even NHL rosters later down the years. That'd be kind of cool. I'd be curious to see what happens with that long term, especially, you know, looking at some of the older teams you have in kind of NCAA hockey. I mean, obviously, like Celebrini and guys like that, you know, they always get the big billing because they're draft picks or draft eligible. But, you know, there's a lot of kids that play, you know, that may be the highest level they play, NCAA D1, which is not, you know, anything to not be impressed about. You know, pretty cool. So.
What else is going on?
I don't know. You tell me, Aaron. You tell me.
I don't know, man.
What's going on? Tell me about something good.
Didn't Matthews get his... Matthews got his 60th since we last podcasted, didn't he?
Matthews, I believe, now days, has...
Right? Is it 62, I think, right?
He's 61 as of this evening, as we record.
How many games left?
I think he's at 62.
He may be.
Dave in Discord posted something. He's at 61 by your count. Well, I guess he's actually at 60 by your count. But his actual total that the NHL counts is at 62.
Correct.
I believe he's got two empty netters now.
This is very gross. Very disgusting. No, I think that, I mean, it kind of, Matthews looks like he's like really trying to do everything he can. I love watching Poppy. It makes me happy. I'm glad he's
you know, top NHL goal scorer as an American. I think it's awesome because I did hear. So Matthews was drafted in 2016, but since 2010, all goal scorers, including Ovechkin, Stamkos, anybody, Matthews leads that pack since 2010. So he has like a 6 year. A lot of these guys have a 6 year head start on him, and he beat him already. Two, you know, 60 goal seasons in 3 years, that'll help big time. But still, I mean, the guy's special. He shoots, he's on a good pace. I mean, and seeing Ovechkin, you know, march towards the, you know, Gretzky record too, it kind of makes you think like at some point will we be on Matthews' watch to either break Gretzky or Ovechkin wherever he lands.
At this rate, the last I saw, he was on pace to outscore Ovechkin.
Thick. Yeah, then an American will get it. That'd be even better. You want that long term. But I kind of want to see, like, I would love to see Ovechkin do it because, like, we've talked about it, like, to be a Russian hockey player, especially some of the stigma that's been around, you know, Russian hockey players for too long, I think, you know, like, it would be very special, especially Ovechkin, like, a very charismatic guy. You know, kind of took the lead by storm as that youthful excitement. That's great. But Matthews, like what he's been able to do the last couple of years, pretty special. And if you're a Leafs fan, I'm sure they would trade it all just for, you know, some playoff success too. So
I just looked at the numbers. So 99's goals per game average, 0.601. So you go to a game when Gretzky played, there was a 60% chance he'd score. Ovi, 0.598, so pretty close. Matthews, 0.649. So he is on pace to outscore both, obviously, both Gretzky and Ovechkin at that rate.
Well, and Matthews, too. He's
only Lemieux and Bossy are the names that anybody will know that had a better pace.
Only two.
They were in the 0.7s, but, you know.
I think Matthews is the only one currently playing in the NHL also with 260 goal plus seasons. Ovi never hit, you know, Ovi only hit 60 once.
Yeah, the only active player and the active, ninth to do it twice in his career, I think.
Mario, Yzerman, Hull, Gretzky, Curry, and I'm sure I'm missing one or two. I can't remember who though. Burray? Those are the ones I know for a fact. I don't know about Burré.
Solani?
No, nah, because he got 76 his rookie year, and then I don't think he sniffed it since. I don't think. I could be wrong.
260 goal seasons.
He did? Okay. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And a 59.
Ooh.
With the Panthers.
Was that his first or second year with the Panthers?
That was his third year with the Panthers. The second year with the Panthers, he scored 58.
What a loser.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, what a loser.
And also stats news tonight, apparently Sidney Crosby scored enough points to get him to 82.
Okay. Oh, I don't care.
And that puts
lose
him
some damn games.
Tied with Wayne Gretzky for most
you want him to embrace point
per
the
game
tank,
seasons.
A little bit,
with
yeah.
19.
Yeah, freaking history. Bernice over there. Somebody tested for low-grade beaver tranquilizer. Gosh. I just like... Like, what's the point? Why? Why do it now? I guess that's my kind of, like, anger about the whole thing. Why? Why do it now? You know, you had opportunities to kind of, you know, get in the race or do something, and you guys sit on your hands for weeks on end, whatever. And his 37th was an empty net. That's cool. Not loser. Gosh. Yeah, I can't. I'm done with this team. So done. They're gonna, because I was saying to like field reporter Ross. I was field reporter Ross was giving me, you know, some freaking grief because he was like, "Oh, you're some fan, you are." I was like, when you go through like the bell curve of sports franchises, you have to bottom out or else you will end up in the circle of average. And there's a lot of NHL teams that are like 6th to 8th place every year. They get in the playoffs, they get banged out the first round or even the second, maybe every now and then they sneak into a conference final, but then they end up in that same cycle for 8, 9, 10 years. It's like, you don't progress. You don't do anything to get, you know, the next level. I mean, think of like all those great teams that were around for all those years and then have, I mean, they don't have much to show for it other than a few great years, maybe a president's trophy or two, maybe a cup final appearance, but it's like, that's not the goal. You know, that's part of the process, but that's not the goal. So, yeah, I wish they just lose out personally. Get the high draft pick this year, get it done with, and, you know.
What's the highest pick that they get?
I mean, if it's in the top 10, it's protected, meaning they can keep it. They could also trade it away if they think they're going to be worse next year, which is a possibility, but I think they just should shovel it in. Just, you know, get Bloomquist up from the minors, you know, start health bombing Sid and Gino. Maybe one of them complains, we can trade them in the off season. You know, like, let's get some of this shit rolling, man.
Force them into a trade.
Well, I was listening to an interview with Mark Madden last week that he did with Dubas, and he mentioned, like, has it crossed your mind to blow it up? Dubas didn't say it hasn't, but he said it's not something he's entertaining at the moment. Part of me feels like he's already thinking of ways to very quickly adjust for next year.
I mean, that's his job, is to consider 100%. All the options and possibilities to make the team have the best outcome long and short term. So, I mean, yeah. Of course he's considered it. If he had said, no, I've never considered doing that, then he's a bad GM. He's got to consider that. Of course he has. It's a silly question. I mean, that's exactly the right answer too. It's like confirming, yeah, I've thought about it, but no, I'm not going to do that. Like,
well, but it was just the way he said it, almost like he's thought about it more than just like, maybe I do this. Like, almost like he's had some in-depth kind of digging into. I don't think it's as far-fetched as some people believe, you know, kind of him looking at some of the chess pieces on the board and possibly.
I'm sure he's loaded up NHL 24 and pressed fine trade for Sidney Crosby. Yeah. I'm sure he has. Sure,
I'm sure he's also like, you know, he's like,
yeah, all GMs well, we just, do that, right?
I'm sure he's
that's
just
how every GM does it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
it's exactly. Like it's just AI for GMs.
The computer accepted the trade. I'm gonna offer it.
He's probably like, hey guys, did you see this guy in the player pack I just got? Yari Curry, he's a Hall of Famer. This guy had double 60 goal seasons. We gotta get him, man. Like, what's going on?
But no, actually, going back to what we were talking about though, so Crosby has a career still. I mean, like. Same thing with the Caps and Ovi. Like, yeah, the Caps kind of want to lose out, but now they're in the playoffs or in the playoff picture-ish. Like, it's a weird situation where both of our teams suck, but like they're not going to win, but we don't want them to suck either, but they should suck, but we don't want them to.
I'm going
to
tell you something right now.
They've got players that we want to see do well. Like, you know,
I'm going to tell you something right now. You've
awoken a beast.
Yeah.
He was quiet. He was quiet until now.
Time out for just a second while we hear about our sponsors. We'll be right back. We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. That's 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gambling resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved. Pure Hockey has the best hockey equipment, accessories, and apparel on the market to take your game to the next level. Maybe it's time to ditch that old stick and start the year with a fresh twig. Maybe it's time to refresh your NHL wardrobe for the race to the playoffs. Pure Hockey has it all. Whether it's training aids, the latest sticks and skates, or your favorite team's gear, get your hockey shopping done at Pure Hockey and use our affiliate link at beersinthelot.com/purehockey.
Having seen it up close and personal, this last weekend.
Yeah.
They should not be trying to win.
Correct. I agree.
Like what? Washington should not be trying to win. Watching TJ Oshie skate is painful. He looks...
Wasn't it his first game back or something?
He looks so injured. Like you could see it. You could see it on his face. You could see it when he's trying to move. When he gets on the wall, it's terrible. Ovechkin, he has something going on. There's something.
I'm sure he does.
Something needs to be fixed. Like he has something going on. The rest of the team, like, terrible. They're awful. And so how they stay in the race, right? With a minus 30, whatever goal differential. Okay. How they stay in, and they're, so if you go on,
part of it's math though.
If you go on Twitter at this, is what like I'm the explain, Red Wings, shut up. Yeah. This is what I'm going to explain. If you go on Twitter and you follow a guy called Micah McCurdy. Okay. He does all kinds of stats analysis. It's all really good. You've probably seen his playoff crabs of death, which is basically how you go through playoffs, your chances of making it to the final and winning the cup. Okay. So he looked at Washington and basically said, look, they score at convenient times and they don't get scored on in inconvenient times, and that's how they win when they need to stay in the race. That's how it works. So they could be as dog shit as they are, and they are dog shit. Okay. And still be where they're at. Now, my thing is, like, if you got guys that injured that when you go and you sit and you watch them play, that they look injured, like they look injured to me. Okay. Maybe they shouldn't be playing, you know. Maybe they shouldn't be playing. Like that, part of that's like a responsibility thing on the coaching staff and the team and everything, I think. And that's a whole other conversation. And also, like, you know, you're not in it. Stop pretending like you're in it. You're not in it. You're not. And you want, like, John, your point about the fan thing or whatever field reporter Ross is saying, like,
yeah.
Like, my opinion, a real fan would recognize this,
yeah,
and say, you know what? It's time. We've had our successful, yep, time. It's time to have the bad time. It's time to have the unsuccessful time. It's time to get the tickets on the cheap day of game. Go to lots of hockey games because they're super cheap. See, yep, other really good players on other teams that,
yeah,
come
when
to
they
town,
come to town. Yeah.
Right. Like when I took my son to the game on Saturday, right? You guys know this. So when we're in line, we got there like 10 minutes before the doors opened. So we're in line to go in, and it's all Bruins in line. And I turned to him and I said, this is the way it was. This is the way it was before Ovechkin and before they started making the playoffs regularly. This is the way it was. It was always 50-50 or worse. And you could get tickets pretty easily. And like there during the 98 final run, the Caps still had a deal with a local grocery store chain that if you bought so many boxes of, you know, whatever box dinner crap or cereal or whatever it was,
Hungry Man dinners or whatever,
and you turn and you turn the UPCs in with this form, you could get playoff tickets, NHL Stanley Cup playoff tickets.
Oh, that's okay, sick.
That's what I remember. That's, you know, what happened. Okay, and it wasn't until Ovechkin and they started making the playoffs regularly that they were selling out every night and the whole building was red. It wasn't until then. And now we're back. It's all come full circle. And this is what happens. And if you're a fan of your team and you have any idea what's going on, like, you should understand that this is the cycle. This is what happens. And take advantage of it.
So I actually
thought of that. I actually thought about that the other day.
And get pissed at your team when they don't make, when they don't take action and make moves that indicates that, like, they understand where they're at and that they need to just pack it in. Let's get better over the next, you know, 3 to 5 years, whatever it, you know, whatever that plan is for your team and what you have in the farm system, right? And what you need to draft and what you need to pick up a free agency and what you need to trade for. Like, it takes years, and you need to understand that as a GM and as a fan. And
exactly.
So, like, this is why I'm very excited about this, because when I hear people say, like, well, you know, you should really just support the team. No. If they're not doing the right things, even when they should be losing, if they're not doing the right things, like, you should still be pissed.
Yeah. I'm like, I was happy they got rid of Gensel, because I'm like, he's 30. So if you sign him, they're not going to make that leap where that money is well spent. We can get three or four young guys.
Yeah.
We can get three or four guys, you know, maybe some plumbers, maybe some dudes that turn into some stuff later down the line. And that's great.
That's why they won. Is because a lot of the younger guys have come up.
And that's fine. Get them some playing time.
This is the other. So this is the other thing. Like, why all of a sudden did Washington find success and they kind of climb back into it? Because they let the kids play. Finally let the kids play. Like, you know, obviously Marushchenko, right? Like, he's going to be a very good player. He's going to be 20, 30 goal guy average every year. He's going to be a very good, you know, middle six sort of guy. Every once in a while, get up on the top line.
Right? Yeah.
Like, cool. Hendrix Lapierre, can't stand the way he plays sometimes, but he drives play. They let him play. They brought him up and they gave him games. He was playing top 6 minutes. He's been playing top 6 minutes. Like, let him play. Let the kids play. And this is what all of us fans have been saying the last, you know, few years since Laviolette was here, and everybody understood that they weren't in contention anymore. Yeah, they might make the playoffs, but they're not in contention anymore. So you might as well let the kids play. Let them get their time. You know,
develop.
Alexiev, the defenseman.
NHL speed.
The big, tall winger, Protas. Like, let them play. See what you got, right? And guess what happened? They produced a little bit.
Because they're hungry.
That raises the value
of their stock, which at least makes them more valuable for trades. Or they're a good player. Like, you win.
Exactly.
And it also helps you identify what you have in the system for long-term plans. Yeah. It's like, we need to address this longer term. This kid we thought was XY, he's not. We don't, you know, we have a few other players, but also, so two questions, Riggs, because you were at the game. Number one, did you ask Oshie, since, like, perhaps at the NHL level, he's not ready, he would like to play in a Sunday night beer league where I heard he may be middle six? Is that okay? Did you ask him?
While I was very close to the ice, I was still on the other side of the glass from him, so I was not able to carry on a conversation with him.
All right. And then two, did you recover from the bad food that Uncle Ted served you?
Oh, but it wasn't bad. It was actually very good. It just, I probably ate too much of it. And then the next morning I was like, wow, my stomach is not in a good spot.
I think your stomach was just jacked up from watching Charlie McAvoy.
Oh my god. I will say this about Charlie.
Tread lightly here.
He's a very good skater. He didn't make a lot of plays. And I was watching closely because we have a history with Charlie McAvoy.
Yeah.
And
very heated debate.
I noticed that he does a lot of stuff behind the play. So as puck's moving back up ice, he does a lot of stick things and grabbing things and stuff going back up the ice. Yeah. Yeah.
You're saying he's kind of like a diddler?
He's a TikTok.
What's he doing?
What's he doing? He's a TikTok skater.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no. Like, trying to hold guys up and stuff going back up the ice.
Does a lot of the pudgy face or what?
Like cheater.
Just in general?
Clutch and grab. So
you're saying he's a cheater.
Yeah. We don't need that on Team USA, boys.
He cheats.
We don't
he
need
cheats
that.
The game.
Cheats yeah, the we game. Don't need that.
Yeah.
We're like a good old fashioned brand of hockey played here. We don't do that.
We need integrity.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, and your boy Sonny Milano, John.
He's not my fucking boy.
He is.
I fucking hate that dude.
He is absolutely filthy hands. Like, ridiculous. Okay. Ridiculous hands.
You might be confusing John and me. I like Sonny Milano.
He's doing it to tease me.
That's the joke.
Oh, well, actually, speaking of that, Riggs,
right
did you
over
hear
your head. Whoosh.
Riggs, did you hear your boy got called up from Coachella Valley?
Who?
Your boy Shane Wright. He's going to make some NHL Shane starts this week.
Poopy pants?
Yeah, your boy.
Poopy pants.
Yeah.
I will say this about Sonny Milano. Stocked up on diapers.
Yeah, I will say this.
Charmin.
That Sonny Milano goal was 2 weeks ago he got. Where he like double tapped it in front of the net.
Dude,
that was
sick.
That was
the
sick.
Flip. Yeah.
Yes, no, but that's impressive.
There's all these little things he does, like on the wall and out of corners and stuff to like maintain possession and get around dudes and get pucks to his guys. That his brain is moving faster than everybody else's.
Big
you
brain.
Can see it. You can see it. Like it's sick plays.
Imagine if he cut his hair, how better he would be able to think. Probably
he wouldn't have to wear an extra large helmet or something.
I know, yeah. His helmet looks like a spaceship. This is his hair.
Gosh.
All right, that's it for this one. Thank you for your listen and for your support. We appreciate all of your likes and ratings and reviews and subscriptions on the various podcatchers. Keep them coming. We appreciate every single one of them. I know I speak for the rest of the guys when I say have a good one. We'll catch you next week when our new episode drops on Wednesday. See ya.